Area 54. Music from the future.
Two opposing thoughts, and yet both of them are true. How can you experience everything you choose to do while observing the experience you're having from a higher view? See, it's the question, not the answer, that's the higher view. Otherwise, you couldn't differentiate between the two. Awareness, but of who? You think you hurt me, but I promise I was letting you. They say we're all one, but where have we been heading to? I'd rather die free than have to live inside a petty zoo. I am the journey that I'm getting to. This location. I am the map, so I travel back in time. I have everything I want because my imagination is mine. But mine is not enough for me because I am not my mind. I could see it all but never get to see. I'm truly blind. I could be it all, but all identity is intertwined. The moon is only bright because it reflects the sunshine. So I started taking selfies of somebody else's face.
Area 54. Elevator music from the mothership.
our treasure each day.
They say you are dangerous, but I don't care. I'm going to pretend. I couldn't.
That's Groove Armada. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54. The song's called Paris. It's off the album 21. Kind of a conglomeration of all the songs that these guys have come out with in the last 21 years, plus a few new ones that Mike thinks are really good. But he hasn't played any of them yet.
I wonder why, Tim.
You can just take a read between the lines on that one. The XX, before that, did a song called Dangerous. It's off the album ICU. And Zoo, play a track called Good Life. It's off the album Generation Y. Bukashade off of Galvany Street, played a song called Babylon. Yeah, this track still sounds good. And started off the whole set with a band called Bicep off the self-titled album of theirs, played a song called Glue.
Yeah, I think that these guys would be considered like intelligent dance music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good... I'll accept that.
So if you like drum and bass...
It's not dumb dance music.
No, not dumb dance music. It's not Chainsmoker type music.
No, it's not.
And those are the kind of guys... I know some of you might like Chainsmokers, but it's like, let's write one hit. It was a hit. And let's write all the other songs just like it.
Yeah. And see if we can make it stick again.
Yeah. It works sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll find some new fans that way.
Bukashade definitely doesn't do that, do they?
I don't know. We tend to find new fans for our show as well, but it's just because we've been on the air so long.
Yeah.
They come and go, you know? But we appreciate all the young, new listeners to the show. Thanks for being with us.
And also to the feedback that we've been getting. And you guys come up with some pretty good suggestions that we listen to. I listen to. Mike.
I give all the suggestions to Tim. He sorts through them. He's good with that. He really is.
Yeah, people that listen to our show usually know they don't ask us to play AC/DC.
Yeah. They used to ask us to play Brick House. Remember that? Especially when we first started playing out. Play some Brick House. Go away.
Just straight up no.
No.
It's a hard no.
No. But we would play some Gemini Rising for you, though.
Yep.
We got that queued up right now. Song is called Close Enough to Breathe. Let's check it out.